Isabella,
okay, yes, simple question, right? How much money should your guy make?
More than me?
Yeah.
More than me?
Why more than you?
I'm a woman. What are you talking about? You're a man. You make more money than me. A good, I'm 20, so maybe a good 75K right now.
75K?
Yeah, right now. And then 25, it should be like 150. The older you get, the more money you should be making.
Hold on. Why does it have to be more than you, though?
Like, because I'm a woman.
Doesn't matter. Like,
I'm a woman.
How does that make you less?
Do you want me to take you out on a date? No, you don't. You should be taking me
you
out.
You can take me out, too.
I don't want to. You should be taking me out. You should be buying me stuff. I should buy you stuff.
Do you like me or do I like you?
You gonna have to like me.
What about you?
Yeah, man, you can be cool, you know.
Like. Nah, bro.
Now, imagine a guy saying that just because he's a man, a woman should be cooking and cleaning for him. People would call him misogynist and sexist. But here we have a person say that only because she's a woman, a man needs to make more money than her and he needs to buy things for her. No double standards here, right? The problem about modern women is that they are so spoiled by society that they just want to ask from men much more than we can ask from women. No man needs to be told that he needs to make money, it's very clear for him. He don't mind work. The true problem about making money is to deal with people that don't respect your effort. People that want to make part of your success, but they want to give nothing back. Very, very spoiled woman.
You'll get no such pleasure from us!
What's the unpopular opinion that you have about parenting that you know is going to make a lot of parents mad?
A lot of moms are not preparing their boys for healthy adult relationships, especially in the more traditional households that value their boys more than their girls. Girls are constantly reminded that marriage is the goal and that they're going to have to do something to land a good husband. But these mama's boys who have spent their entire lives just being loved unconditionally, which a mom should do, and having a woman clean up after them all their lives, once they start forming adult relationships, they just kind of expect that to continue. They don't even question it. And in the past, there was at least the expectation that he contributed financially. And now a lot of these mama's boys don't even do that. I've seen too many women who are building their careers settle in relationships with men who don't have good jobs, they don't have a car, they don't really contribute anything. They just kind of expect a woman to love them unconditionally and continue to clean up after.
What a vivid imagination.
The lack of touch with reality of this woman is just astonishing. The truth is that society teaches men the opposite of that. They only have value if they have something to provide. We all know that. We just saw a video of a woman telling everything she expects from a man just because she's a woman. Still, it's very common for women like this to come to TikTok and complain about how much men are privileged and don't contribute in relationships enough. The point is, there is no reason to waste time with those kind of women. They are broken by modern feminism, and it will be very hard to shake her out of this kind of brainwash. In fact, this is a very good video for us to understand how careful we must be in choosing women, if you want to choose at all, and how careful we need to be with our own assets and money, and especially, how thankful we need to be to social media, because that's how women are telling on themselves all the time.
Come on, nobody likes garbage.
Who does the cooking?
I do all the cooking.
I haven't cooked a meal. No, like, I... No.
It's actually an honor to wait on you. I take out all the trash.
Should we just... You just do it all.
Yeah, I take out all the trash. I clean.
Like, Josh does the dishes. Like, a lot of people are like, my husband cooks, so I do the dishes. No.
I do the dishes.
Have I put a single thing in that dishwasher
since
we've been here?
No, you throw it in the sink. Especially your yogurts at night. I actually wanted to bring this up. It kind of makes
me
very angry.
I have the best husband on this planet. I don't think I've ever said that.
Really?
But I do. When I tell you, you take care of me, he literally kisses my toes every morning. Like that's not even like a pun. Like, he legit kissed my toes this morning. And I told him, I was like, Josh, I just can't
feel. I'm a toe guy.
I was like, he has all the laundry.
I do it because I want to do it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a better husband, a better father when things are clean, things are tidy. I just want people to like envy me on TikTok. Like, oh my God, he's such a great husband. Look at him cleaning everything. He even cleans the toilets. Oh my gosh. Like, you should do TikTok.
He cooks, he cleans.
What a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Now, this is the pathetic role men need to do nowadays to please a woman. He needs to provide, to protect, to build, and also to cook, clean, and spoil his woman. Basically, he needs to do everything. But the thing is, if you find a man like that, what did you really find? If you find any person like that, man or woman, you found a pushover. This kind of person needs help. Because there is no way you can accept a relationship when only you do everything to make the other side happy. It doesn't work for anyone, nor man nor woman. Because that is what men need to be today. Because that's what women want. They became so spoiled that they think they deserve everything. Even if it means to have an unhealthy relationship with an abusive man. Don't do that. That will destroy your life.
You're gonna regret this the rest of your life. Both seconds of it.
Women timed the fight for equality brilliantly. I mean, brilliant. 5,000 years, men, we were fighting lions and tigers and hunting buffalo. And women were like, we'll just pick the berries. You guys got that. That's... You guys... All right. Woo! You guys are brave. Look at... Wow. So courageous. Look at you hunting that buffalo. Second they put air conditioning in office buildings, women are like, we want equality. You played the long game, ladies. Well done. Well done. Played the long game. But you still bleed once a month. Joke's on you. All right.